NLP has within it an excellent model for negotiation and mediation, and this is on the second half of page 37. Here's the steps. Let's say you've got two parties which are disagreeing, and you're brought in to handle or facilitate the negotiation and mediation between the two parties. Firstly, you'd want to make sure you've built rapport with both parties. If you're in rapport with each of them, they will also have to be in rapport with each other. Remember an exercise you did on several CDs ago where you discovered that it was virtually impossible to disagree with someone when you're in rapport with them. So you become almost the rapport manager between the two parties. Then you'd want to be using the agreement frame around asking certain questions. Then using your chunking up to levels of abstraction, which we covered earlier on this CD, you'd chunk both parties up on their particular viewpoint until both parties agreed. We know that if we chunk up high enough, there will always be agreement, because the higher and higher and higher the chunk, the more things become the same. So you keep chunking both parties up until you get to a point where they agree. Now, they're going to be agreeing at a fairly high level of abstraction. They're going to be agreeing on an overall concept. If you want to at this particular point in time, step four, you can anchor the state of agreement for the two people covertly. We'll be covering anchoring on a later CD. Now, once you've gained agreement, what you'd want to do is chunk both parties down, but only chunk them down as quickly as you can maintain agreement. If at one particular point in time you chunk them down and they disagree again, then what you need to do is to backtrack to the point at which they last agreed, and then begin chunking down again, but come down a different path than the one that led you to a disagreement. You'd keep this chunking down process and backtracking and chunking down and backtracking and reconfirming agreement and chunking down until both parties get to a level of abstraction where they have agreement, but it's a level of abstraction where it's possible for them to take joint agreed action. At that particular point in time, you successfully mediated and assist these two people in negotiating. This model is actually what exquisite negotiators do, even though they're not quite aware of why what they're doing works.